Today, September 19th, is the feast day of St. Januarius, bishop and martyr for the faith. He was martyred for the faith in the year 305 with his companions during the persecution of the pagan emperor Diocletian, one of the most bitter persecutors of the Christians in the early church. St. Januarius was the bishop of Benevento. Benevento is not far from Naples. The bishop would visit the prisoners, the Christians that were in prison for their faith. He was recognized, he was captured, and then thrown to the wild animals, but he was unharmed, and so he was beheaded. The Christians gathered his relics, including some of the blood of St. Januarius. And this was kept in the cathedral in Naples, even where it is today. And really for the last 400 years, the current bishop of Naples, many times throughout the year, especially on today's feast day of St. Januarius, September 19th, will go into the sacred reliquary and bring out the relic of St. Januarius, the blood of St. Januarius, which is kept in a glass container, in a glass vial, and it is brought out, and when you see it, it's a very dark red solid mass. But the bishop will hold the relic out over the crowd, and often, many times a year, it will liquefy, and it will begin to a bubble turn a bright red, and this sometimes lasts for 2 minutes, sometimes it lasts for an hour. And then the bishop will say, the miracle has happened, the people will sing the Te Deum. And this has been occurring now for the last 400 years. Maybe later tonight on CNN or some other worldwide news, you'll get to hear if the miracle took place today, the liquefaction of the blood of St. Januarius. They invoke his protection against volcanic eruptions. And so he's been the patron saint of Naples, really, for the last, 1,700 years. Well, why does God work these kind of miracles? I think he does it to strengthen our faith. As you know, there are four marks of the Catholic Church: one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic. But they also say there's a fifth mark of the Church, and that is miracles. Just as the Lord worked miracles during his lifetime, and if the Church is the mystical body of Christ, if the Church is Christ's body, then miracles will occur throughout the history of the Church. Think of the incredible miracles that we've seen in the last few hundred years even. During this age of science, think of Lourdes. Lourdes has been called a miracle factory. Over 5,000 people have been cured by going to Lourdes in the miraculous waters, sometimes during the Eucharistic procession. Think of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the miraculous tilma of Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's not painted, it's infused onto that image by Our Lady herself. The scientists have shown that even looking into the eye on the tilma, you can see a reflection of those who were in the room when Our Lady appeared. So science actually cannot give any natural explanation for these occurrences. And so we know, of course, that God works these miracles to strengthen our faith. Think of all the incorrupt saints, perhaps about 100 incorrupt saints in the history of the Church. Eucharistic miracles, things like Lanciano or Santarem or Orvieto. These Eucharistic miracles help to strengthen our faith. The miraculous staircase of St. Joseph in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The list goes on and on. In fact, we devote an entire RCIA class at the end of the year to these remarkable occurrences, to these miracles, apparitions, and these wonderful things that the Lord gives us to strengthen our faith. So on this feast day of St. Januarius, we ask him to intercede for us, and we pray, St. Januarius, pray for us.